This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India and Argentina have agreed to further deepen their strategic partnership and boost cooperation in various fields, including trade, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Argentina on the third leg of his five-nation visit. He held a productive meeting with the Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. This was the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The one-on-one meeting was followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. Before departing from Buenos Aires, the Prime Minister paid floral tribute at the busts of Mahatma Gandhi and Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, early morning today to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In a social media post, he said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil across several key sectors, including trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. More from our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering the Prime Minister's Brazil visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindhur. A Brazilian group called Astralite rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
The 17th edition of BRICS Summit will take up issues of global governance reforms, climate change challenges and artificial intelligence, among other things. The Prime Minister is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. After the two-day summit, a bilateral visit to Brasilia will follow, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. Union Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has said that cooperative societies have an important contribution in the economic development of the country. Mr. Shah said this while inaugurating various development works of Amul and NDDB in Anand, Gujarat, on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation. He added that 2 lakh new PACs, Sahakarita University, 3 cooperative societies related to the production and sale of food grains, and 3 cooperative societies related to dairy, together will further strengthen the cooperative movement of the country. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today distributed appointment letters to over 1,200 nursing officers in the national capital, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda said that India's health policy today has moved on from curative treatment to preventive treatment. He remarked that the health setup of the nation today has become inclusive, focusing not just on treatment but also on rehabilitation. Heavy rainfall has been lashing most parts of Himachal Pradesh since this morning. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Mandi, Kangra and Sirmaur districts, while a flash flood warning has been issued for the next 24 hours in 9 districts, including Shimla, Solan and Hamirpur. In light of this, the administration has advised people to remain extremely cautious and avoid unnecessary travel. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has announced the launch of a new political party in the United States called the America Party, aiming to challenge the two-party system dominated by Republicans and Democrats. Musk made the announcement yesterday on his social media platform X, accusing both major parties of unchecked government spending and corruption. In cricket, India have surged into a commanding position in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham. As play resumes this afternoon, England trailed by a massive 536 runs as the host ended day 4 and 72 for 3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.